Talking around the Roe v. Wade ruling, I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. Some private employers want to offer staff the ability to cross state lines to get an abortion.
Some companies and major corporations will be offering to pay for employee travel expenses if they have to go to another state for an abortion. Some of the companies include J.P. Morgan, Apple, Lyft, and Dick's Sporting Goods. The Dick's Sporting Goods CEO writing on LinkedIn, quote, prepared to ensure that all of our teammates have consistent and safe access to the benefits we provide regardless of the state in which they live. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Meanwhile, New York state lawmakers have approved a major overhaul of handgun licensing rules after the Supreme Court ruled that most people have the right to carry a handgun.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul put the Democrat-controlled legislature to work on gun licensing rules in an effort to keep guns away from criminals or people who may use them recklessly. The lawmakers approved and Hochul signed into law a measure that requires anyone applying for a license to give 4 character references, take a safety training class, and list their social media accounts so officials can verify their character and conduct. But some Republicans complain the measure violates the Second Amendment. They're predicting the law will be overturned in the courts. Till NATO, Fox News.
And we're learning more about the circumstances surrounding the death of 53 migrants found inside a tractor trailer in San Antonio, Texas.
Smugglers packed 64 men, women, and children into the back of the tractor trailer with no water. According to relatives of the victims, they'd confiscated their cell phones, making it impossible for the migrants passing out inside to call for help when the truck broke down and the air conditioning and ventilation failed. Sources tell the Associated Press that truck had passed through a CBP checkpoint 26 miles northeast of the border city of Laredo, raising concerns about the effectiveness of checkpoints along highways inside the U.S.
Fox's Claudia Cohen. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Tropical activity threatens to hit early 4th of July celebrations with wind and rain for the Carolinas.
This is a storm system that if you're going to be along the coast in South Carolina or North Carolina, particularly the Outer Banks, you're going to be dealing with this at least through Sunday. Already heavy showers now currently falling. There's maybe a little bit of good news with this and that it's going to stay mostly offshore. Doesn't mean it's not maybe going to ruin some beach days with winds getting up to around 40 miles an hour. We still have these tropical storm watches and warnings advisories stretching from Myrtle Beach all the way up the coast of North Carolina.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz. Plus, today is World UFO Day.
This year's World UFO Day marks the 75th anniversary of the famous Roswell incident. That is, of course, the 1947 incident in which military officials said they had recovered a flying disc, later changing the story to say it was a weather balloon, before admitting in 1994 that story wasn't true and spawning tons of theories through the years. Believers and skeptics alike make the trek to Roswell, New Mexico for the annual UFO Festival, which is going on through tomorrow and features live music, the Alien Chase 5K, and something called the Alien Crawl. Think pub crawl, but with alien-themed beverages and appetizers at local eateries. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And a rather unique promotion from a Tennessee restaurant. More from Fox's Paul Stevens.
Here's one that's a bit different, to say the least. Nashville hot dog restaurant Daddy's Dogs announcing on social media their Snip for a Shake deal. It's a free milkshake if you've had a vasectomy. A video from a company rep identified as Dr. Big Daddy saying, quote, bring a note from your doctor that says you've had the snip and we'll give you a free milkshake. There's nothing like an ice cold milkshake after a vasectomy. Social media response is overwhelmingly positive. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.